Nolte, Hollywood Reporter accidentally admits network talk shows blacklist conservatives. By John Nolte on February 19, 2026. The far-left Hollywood Reporter has accidentally admitted that network talk shows blacklist conservatives. The news that Republicans are blacklisted from network talk shows, such as The View, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, and Stephen Colbert, is something we already knew. What's fascinating is the lack of self-awareness in this Hollywood Reporter, THR, story, an outlet so bubbled it has no idea what it just revealed. Say goodbye to most appearances by political candidates on daytime and late-night talk shows, writes THR in an ex-post linking to its own story that says the same thing and then laments the fact that the FCC finally intends to enforce the FCC rule that requires equal time for all legitimate candidates during election season. In other words, if you have U.S. Senate candidate James Tallarico on your sad little basement-rated talk show in the Texas Democrat primary is less than 60 days away, you must give equal time to his legitimate opponents, Democrats Representative Jasmine Crockett and businessman Ahmad Hassan. Come September or thereabouts, if you want to have U.S. Senate candidate James Tallarico on your sad little basement-rated talk show, you will have to give his Republican opponent equal time. But rather than give those opponents equal time, the fascist blacklisters who host these programs will say goodbye to most appearances by political candidates on daytime and late-night talk shows. Well, well, well. In other words, if given the choice between hosting the Democrat and the Republican or hosting no one, these intolerant McCarthyites will choose no one. That's how much they hate Republicans. That's how much they hate us. Stephen Colbert's elevation of Tallarico and snubbing of Jasmine Crockett is also based on his hatred of Republicans. Tallarico is the Democrat Party establishment's preferred candidate, the one with the best chance of defeating the Republican. Whatever it takes. By any means necessary. Crockett knows exactly what happened. Here's how THR tries to spin the equal time rule into some terrible hardship and not McCarthyism. The change doesn't necessarily prohibit interviews with political candidates but imposes obligations requiring them to give comparable time to opponents. In practice, it will prevent networks from having anyone on by potentially forcing them to have everyone on. Yes, that's correct. If you want free access to the airwaves owned by the public, you need to serve the public, including the MAGA public you hate so much. How difficult is it to have everyone on in a 2, 3 or 4 person race, which is the usual in a primary? Even if it is a 10-person race, these talk shows air 4 or 5 times a week and have up to 2 months to meet the FCC requirement. That is plenty of time to serve the public interest. FCC Chair Brendan Carr summed it up perfectly. Congress passed the equal time provision for a very specific reason. They did not want the media leads in Hollywood and in New York to put their thumbs on the scale and pick their winners and losers in primaries and general elections. That's the point. These spoiled, millionaire elitists think they can use our airwaves to push their agenda? It's outrageous, and the equal time rule is 1. Easy to abide by if you're not a fascist and 2. Must now be strictly enforced by the FCC after decades of looking the other way.